This is the FS podcast hosted by Exadel, the leading provider of digital transformation and managed services to the financial sector. Today, we're joined by Simone Mazzucca. Simone is an industry expert with decades of experience in traditional finance, and he recently founded Eurst, E-U-R-S-T, a euro-denominated US dollar-backed stablecoin. Hi, Simone. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi. Nice to meet you. And thanks for inviting me.
We're really, really happy to have you. Okay, why don't we jump straight in? What do you think the crypto market looks like today compared to 2022? You know, there's been a lot of changes. What do you think today?
Well, I think that 2022 has been a real disaster in one side, like has been, a cleanup of the industry and as well clarification of many important points to go ahead to the mass adoption of crypto. And in the institutional side, because what is emerges is that many of the institution was not using the proper risk assessment or the proper internal process in order to guarantee the proper function of the exchange and to guarantee the liquidity and to protect as well the final user.
And what about 2023? So what do you think about the evolution? Somehow
2023 started better because we saw an increase of the Bitcoin and the related cryptocurrency. This has been the good news for sure. Let's see up to which point gonna be positive this increase. This is the good point. On the other side, we saw some main institution fails, and this is make me worry. Because not today, but maybe in the next months, we're gonna have another surprise. We see every day more and more attention from the regulator to regulate and to shape better the space. And I think that is one of the last step to the full regulation. In the meantime, I think that today, more than ever, there is the needs to present and to provide service to the client that are more nearby a digital bank that are adopting a cryptocurrency with different future like saving or like spending with card, obtaining rewards. And differently than 2-3 years ago, that was mainly the crypto related to trading activity.
You mentioned a bit about regulation. It'd be really cool to hear a bit more about that because I've noticed that in different regions, you know, Europe have different regulations compared to the US. What are your thoughts on the evolution of regulation across different geographies?
Well, I think US is very advanced in terms of regulation because always they had a different ground and vision on regulate the financial market on financial instruments. But as well, Europe is moving a lot. For sure, has a whole infrastructure, has more bureaucracy, but is advancing. What I can see that over the regulation, we need an instrument that can regulate as well the quality of the market, of the standard of each company, or each product. And the only instrument that can regulate this, bridge that word, is the stablecoin as a natural. An asset-backed stablecoin is a regulation. An asset-backed stablecoin is the guarantee that there is something behind this industry.
An
asset-backed stablecoin as well could be the bridge between the traditional banking and the crypto banking, because every bank can today integrate a wallet system that work that manage transfer in blockchain and can allow the client to bridge the two world properly and in a compliant way.
What actually is a stablecoin, and what's the difference between stablecoin and crypto?
Well, for me, stablecoin is just a digital representation of physical currency. I mean, better tokenized cash. And crypto, as well, if we can say digital asset for both, is more a representation of an algorithm, of an idea that move in a market that exchange and interchange the currency and move the price.
Okay, got it. What are your thoughts on CBDC?
Well, I think for sure is the final goal of all this evolution, but we are still so far because you know, we have the whole system still in that is holding most of the transaction in financial market. And in the middle ground now there are the new banking infrastructure that need to, you know, drive this evolution to the end. CBDC for sure gonna be a very important innovation, but it's still far.
So you don't think that there's value in the decentralized component of crypto, more in the kind of digital and technology side?
More in digital and technology side.
Cool, got it. What are some use cases for crypto in the market today?
Well, use cases for crypto in the market today are exchange, where people try to trade cryptos or participate on in airdrop of new crypto, and are the saving or we can say staking of crypto, where people can receive higher remuneration comparing the financial system. The other use case is that I see are the payments that people can pay in crypto easily or do transfer in crypto easily.
We've seen a lot of payments work actually across several banks, including for large payments for high net worth individuals. It's quite interesting to see that crypto and blockchain are being used for different categories. Is that something you've encountered as well?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask what crypto banking is? You mentioned it a bit earlier.
Well, a crypto banking is a traditional bank that traditionally offer a multi-currency crypto wallet.
Okay, got it. And is that something that you help your clients provide?
Yes, we, since the beginning, we have been focused on the evolution of banking and in the adoption in the banking system of the blockchain technology. And we build our own concept all on this, on the bank of the future, the bank that you go there and you have your account in euro, in dollars, in pound, in Bitcoin, and you can use your bank as you're using today, just with an additional futures that is the crypto and his own benefit.
Really interesting. What can traditional banks do to leverage crypto and kind of get into crypto? And I guess, you know, why should they?
Well, up to today, they have been fighting. And now we are on the cross point where they have to implement crypto. Today, commercially speaking, crypto is a trillion market. And in this trillion market that people is moving today for trading, there's not only a trade that mean buy and sell, but there is a huge volume of crypto that is stored in the wallet and are part of asset under the management that somehow come out from the traditional banking. And that mean for maintain the power, maintain the position, the bank has yes or yes implement blockchain and crypto for bring a small piece of market.
So there are certain countries, for example, who will have maybe actually I know some who don't have their own currency. They use, for example, the euro or the dollar, or maybe they do have their own currency, but it's very high inflation. Do you think this kind of crypto banking will help them in the global stage?
Yes, for sure, because I'm giving you an example. In country in South America, you can store your fund in Bitcoin that are more safe, and for sure in the long term you can have a better guarantee on the inflation and maintain, and then the local currency. This is help a lot, and for this reason we see that there is a big opportunity, a big expansion, and a massive use every day growing in South America.
That's really interesting. And then, so the bridge between that, where we're kind of seeing that there's this this look to stability, but then maybe the market can fluctuate a little bit. The bridge to that would be, you recommend a stable coin as that. Yeah. Then, brilliant. Well, that was really interesting. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you for him again for all. Speak soon. Thank you.
Thanks. This was the FS podcast hosted by Exadel. Don't forget to follow us to hear more.